and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 8th of September. It's a 57 degrees on the way to the mid-70s before it is all set and done today. And very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Deb Fuller, talking about random acts of patriotism coming up later this week on Thursday. Deb, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Are you ready? Is everything ready here for Random Acts of Patriotism coming Thursday?
I believe so. The trailer's been picked up with all the flags to be out there, and I think we've got all our I's dotted and T's crossed.
So for folks that are just driving by coming up here at the 11th, first off, when are you guys going to be out there at the I-35 bridge near Malvern, and what will they see as they travel underneath the bridge?
Well, they'll be out there before sunrise, so to get the flags up, but they'll be out there from sunrise to sunset. There'll be flags lining the on and the off ramp. There'll be vehicles and flags all across the top of the bridge, and people waving.
Yeah,
and they have a couple of banners that tell what's going on, and you know it's really something to see.
It really is, and you get quite the reaction from folks headed basically in both directions down the interstate. So let's go back, and again, Deb, tell us how this all got started at that location a number of years ago.
Sure thing. Here we go. They've been doing this every 9/11 since 2002. Mainly the people from around Malvern. It got started that first year by a lady named Ann Becker, and then she did it the first year and just, you know, wasn't real hot on doing it again, and that's when Doreen Roberts picked up the flag and ran with it, and that's John Kitt's mom. And she passed away in 2015, and all of her friends and family have just made sure that this is happening in her memory, as well as everybody else's memory that perished on 9/11, and it's just continuing on and getting bigger every year.
You know, one of the things that struck me here, Deb, is, you know, it sounds like you've had a pretty stable core group of organizers here for 20 plus years, but it does also seem that the interest and the willingness to bring people to the site from across the area seems to have grown over time.
True, you know, with the social media, it's a lot easier to get the word out to a lot of different areas. I've got it posted on the National Patriot Guard Riders website. I've got it on 15 or 16 different Facebook pages, word of mouth, schools. It just keeps getting better.
And if people want to stop by and participate, you have plenty of flags, right?
We do. It's close to 300, but we'll say 250 so you don't need to bring a flag unless you absolutely feel for some reason you have a flag you want to bring. There's plenty out there. When you come out, you know, we're out in the middle of nowhere. They do get a porta potty donated, but, you know, bring things like lawn chairs, sunscreen, snacks, water, whatever kind of stuff you might need. Spend 5 minutes, spend 5 hours, whatever your day will allow.
You know, one of the things that, you know, people may think that it gets crowded on the bridge, but it seems like regardless of how many people are out there, and it's always been buzzing when we've covered it in the mornings and early afternoons, there's still plenty of space for you to sit a spell and be part of things.
Yeah, it's a nice big bridge. There's plenty of room to put a chair down or just stand and wave. And usually the local fire department comes out, so there'll be usually a fire truck and an ambulance, and they have flags hanging off the truck. The Lebo lumberyard brings out their big boom, and you can literally see the flag that they have flying from a mile away. I have pictures I've taken, and you can see that flag from quite some distance.
Sit a spell.
Sit a spell. Enjoy. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah. That came from the Beverly Hillbillies, I believe, didn't it?
You may well be right on that.
So what time of the day do things get started, Deb?
Sun up to sundown.
Okay.
It's just as soon as they get the flag set, they're out there sitting and waving and visiting. And, you know, we've had a lot of different people that have been traveling through that have stopped and couldn't believe that literally in the middle of nowhere in Kansas, we're doing this year after year. There have been people that lost people that day. There have been people that were actually there that day. There was a group that had been there when the Murrow Building got blown up. They were doing some training somewhere. And, you know, just all the different people that have stopped through the years. A lady that had dropped off her child at the airport in Kansas City for their first deployment overseas, driving and wondering if anybody even remembers what day it was and if their child was going to be okay. And she came over the hill and saw all of that and stopped. She was in a red Corvette, something you'll never forget.
Wow, yeah.
And she said she took it as a sign from God that her child was going to come back to her. So, you know, it sometimes really means something to somebody to see that.
Indeed. Given that, too, Deb, I know that there's the last, I want to say, 5 years, and maybe even it goes back a little longer than that, the push to, I guess, maybe the focus has shifted. And maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe this has always been in place. But the focus on basically making sure that people never forget, and specifically the younger generation never forget, because we're obviously getting, you know, further and further away from the event, which means there are more and more kids, especially, that have zero connections or zero memory of what happened 9/11 and those days that followed.
True. There's a whole generation that has been born since this happened. Last year, we had a school bring all the high school kids out, 75 of them. It was amazing. And, you know, they go, oh, we're going to go. But they had a blast. We usually have a group of special needs students that get to come out. And, you know, that's the highlight of their years, to get to come out and wave flags at people. And, you know, it's a real learning experience. This year, I was lent three newspapers, original newspapers from August 12th, 13th, and 14th of that year. And we'll have them out there. You know, we try to do some learning because, like you said, there's a whole generation that's been born that, you know, just whatever they see on TV or whatever they hear is really all they know about it.
Well, September 11, 2001. So, and random acts of patriotism, that is this Thursday. Sun up until sundown. You're all welcome to stop by and be a part of it. It's quite a sight to see and quite something to be a part of. And we should never forget.
Never.
Day in 2001.
And I just came across a news release dated August 7th of this year. They finally, well, they're still working on identifying all these people that died that day. And on August 7th, they were able to let three families know that they did have positive identification of their loved ones that died that day.
Boy, that adds
still
some poignancy.
Going on, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Deb, really appreciate your time with us here this morning, and looking forward to being out there coming up here Thursday, so we can get that covered again one more time. So thanks again for the work that you and other Random Acts of Patriotism organizers have been doing throughout the years.
Well, it's an honor to be able to remember these men and women that died that day. That there's always somebody that comes up, well, what's going on? And then, you know, well, it's 9/11, and all of a sudden you can see the light bulb come on, and they go, oh, my goodness, it is, isn't it? There's been enough time that it's not right there in everybody's mind, but it doesn't hurt to get a little nudge to remember these people.
That is for sure.
Well
thanks.
Said.
Thanks, Deb. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, Deb Fuller, Random Acts of Patriotism, coming up September 11th. Chuck?
Okay, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots right now, we do have Wednesdays open at 7:20 and Fridays open at 7:20. If you want either of those, you want to shift later in the month with a lot of scatter dates already claimed, go to kvoe.com/calendar first. Make sure that what we have works with your schedule, and then reach out to us at 620-342-1400. KDOT engineer Steve Ballman joins us for the Newsmaker spot tomorrow morning as we update the Interstate 35 bridge replacement project over Lincoln Street.
Straight from the horse's mouth. Coming up tomorrow morning right here. Be interesting to get an update and see how close we are. We're close.
We are close. I know that there was some no longer using the head-to-head traffic model that would have been in place for a year and a half this past weekend. So we'll see when all of those orange cones get picked up and shelved.
All right. You'll hear it first right here at KVOE Live and Local. And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Trusted news since 1895. The Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today or pick up a copy at a local stand. The Emporia Gazette. 731, 58 degrees. Good morning.
Hey, folks. Mark Hover with Clint Boyer Autoplex. Mark your calendar September 27th from 11 to 2. It's our annual customer appreciation event. On September 27th from 11 to 2, we will have a bounce house, an obstacle course for the kiddos, soccer darts, and a tight track for the older kids. September 27th from 11 to 2, we'll have prizes every hour, and we will be providing free pizza.